Veritate Dei. My good and reverend mother, thank you very much for your dear letter and for the good news you send me, especially about your eyes. I was very concerned, but now I thank God. We are making the third edition of the Queen of Heaven with a beautiful appendix. I would have liked to make you a surprise. The typography is going very slowly, so it hasn't come out yet, but it's about to be finished. As soon as it comes out, the first copy will be for you, and you will hear new surprises from the Queen, what she has done, what she does, and wants to do for us. After I send it to you, you will send me your impressions, and I believe that you will love the Celestial Queen more. Now, my dearest mother, I send you my wishes for the birth of the little King Jesus. It is easier to get what we want from the little ones because they have no self-interest. Sometimes it is enough to give them a caress, a kiss, or to dry their tears to obtain what we want. I believe that your maternity will give all this to little Jesus, and he will give you his most holy will as a gift for his birth. He could not give you a greater gift, because with it you will have sanctity and peace at your disposal. You will feel the creative virtue within you, which has the virtue of transforming your acts, even a little I love you, into as many lives of love, which are incessantly in the act of loving the one who loves us so much. My mother, how beautiful it is to live in the divine volition. Everything is ours. God himself feels the need to give himself at the mercy of his creatures, to love them and to be loved by them. I wouldn't know what else to wish you that is more beautiful and more useful than this. May the divine volition enwrap you so much as to make you feel, see, and touch nothing but divine will. I leave you in the divine volition. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. We don't have the letters that Luisa received. It will be very interesting to see the letters and then to see the correspondence, which is the what we have here, what Luisa answers. It will be interesting to see how all these people, they approach Luisa. To see in a way their state, this their spiritual state, because we have here this Reverend Mother, but as you see in other letters, we have I think one of them is Federico Average, and then other lay people, and also these letters are directed some for priests and for different way of life, vocations. But it will be interesting how, even at the time of Luisa, when she was explaining this divine science in this very simple way, catechizing these people in the gift of the divine will, how they were growing in this knowledge and understanding of the gift, because Luisa Picaretta being that instrument that our Lord Jesus used, you can say that our Lord Jesus used her to write the Book of Heaven, the lessons, but it is very clear also that she understood the divine science And she also felt the need to share it with everybody. It's like we all feel the need to share it when we encounter this gift and we want everybody to know it. But it is really a ministry that she is doing with everybody. The ministry of teaching the divine will to everybody. We see that the priests, many priests, they came and they learned this divine science from Luisa herself. And in the stories, in the biography, we see that Luisa Picaretta will teach young girls the hours of the passion as she was teaching them how to do the manual work of knitting, all of that. So she continues to teach us the divine science through these simple letters. And here we see that she tells this Reverend Mother that our Lord Jesus is able to transform. She says, your acts, even a little I love you, into as many lives of love. This way of living sometimes is so simple. And people, they have a hard time understand the simplicity of this way of living. Of course, we are never content, because if it were something difficult, we will say, well, this is too difficult. God doesn't want this. This is too difficult. And because it's so simple, also some people, they have a hard time to understand it. It comes to mind the story of Ninan, the Syrian in the Old Testament, that he went to see the prophet, and he said, oh, the prophet said, go and do this, go and wash yourself seven times in the river. And then he goes disappointed, and he says to the servant, I thought he will receive me with all of this and this, all this ceremony, that, and now he's telling me, go and wash yourself there. And he was so upset, and he just wanted to go back to his country, to his place. And then the servant says, Master, he's asking you to do a very simple thing. If he were to tell you something difficult, you will say it's too difficult. Why don't you go and try? So he finally goes and he does that simple thing. But he complained, oh, we have greater rivers. And you want me to go and wash myself in this, in the Jordan. So it's that kind of mentality, because we have inherited. That's what I call the spiritual leprosy in our souls. I don't want to offend anybody, but that's notice that I say we have inherited. We have inherited that spirit of blindness, because we are, when we are presented with this simple way of living and yet so profound, we can tend to say, well, but I do this and this and this and this, and it's better, blah, 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 blah. Because this way of living sounds very simplistic. Well, God makes things very simple. Remember, God is simple. But somehow we have to understand that the way we think is not even natural. Because we are being blinded or affected by the fall. We are infected with this consequence of the original sin, which is called concupiscence. And it affected the whole nature. So to understand that, yes, our Lord Jesus is able to transform that simple, I love you, into as many lives of love. It is very simplistic. To understand that a simple, I love you, becomes a very profound prayer. A very profound prayer. To understand that every movement, every act, every action basically gives praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God, that we fulfill our duty as creatures to love, to adore, to glorify God through a very simple, I love you. That, this is what some people or many people, they have a hard time to understand. But it is true. And that's why we need faith. To believe that what is presented to us here is real. So I will say, for me, this is the centrality of this letter that Luisa Picarreta is teaching here. We see here in this line, basically the centers of the heart of the doctrine of the divine will, the practicality of the divine will. And Luisa Picarreta knows that this mother, this reverend mother, is already seeking that union with our Lord through her vocation as a religious. And by giving her this gift to understand this divine science, this will complete in her, it will crown her calling, it will crown her vocation, her way of life. That's why she says that she will not know what else to wish her. That is something that is more beautiful or more useful than this way of life. So it's the same, I don't know what else to tell you. Then just to tell Jesus, Jesus, take my will and I give you mine. Take my will and give me yours. Give me your will and I give you mine. This is a great act of love from Jesus to be able to give us back what we lost. A great act of love from our Lord Jesus to give us the ability to begin living the life that the blessed are living already. And I will say it will be a great act of love and charity to ourselves. To embrace this way of living. When somebody asks our Lord Jesus in the gospel, what is the greatest commandment? What is the greatest of the commandments? And our Lord Jesus says, to love God with all your heart, your mind. And then the second one to love your neighbor as yourself, something like that. To love our neighbor as ourselves, if we understand the divine will and we understand that it will be a great act of charity for ourselves to embrace this way of living, to love ourselves by living this way, then by sharing this way of living with others, we will be fulfilling that commandment of our Lord. Because you want others also to have that love of God, that divine will operating in you. So let us ask our Lord Jesus that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and also through the intercession of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, may Jesus take our will and may he give us his. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.